Hello? Hello?
It's pilot time, it looks so fun.
Oh, here it is again.
Like,
how come?
You. People call, say, beware, doll, you're born fall. You thought they were all. Can you? Everybody that was hanging out, now you don't talk so loud, now you don't seem so proud about having to be scrounging your next meal. How does it feel? How does it feel to be without a home, like a complete unknown, like a rolling stone? One second and I'll tell you. Ah, you've gone to the finest school, all right, Miss Lonely, but you know you only used to get juiced in it. Nobody's ever taught you how to live your life out on the street, and now you're gonna have to get used to it. You say you never compromise with the mystery tramp, but now you realize he is not selling any alibis as you stare into the vacuum of his eyes. And you say, do you want to make a deal? How does it feel? How does it feel to be on your own with no direction home, complete unknown, like a rolling stone? That's why they're scared.
You're waking the dead up.
They're scared of me here because
think,
I do
you
this.
You think to me when I'm in my corset. And I'll prop up my head. Hello.
Don't regurgitate from the dead. We don't need any revivals.
It, baby.
Love you.
And did you speak to your brother?
Oh, I saw him today.
What's new with him?
He's doing good. He's scared he's going to get fired, though.
He's going to get fired?
Yeah.
Don't tell me.
He's really scared.
No, you really mean it?
Yeah, he's really scared he might get fired.
What, he doesn't care?
No, I said he's scared.
He's scared? What makes him think that?
His department, they lost all their business.
And that's why he's working from the house 17 months, you said?
Yep.
7 months?
17.
17?
Yeah. 17, 18 months.
And you
months.
Think they'll let him go?
That he is scared that they'll have to fire everyone if they don't get back clients. They have clients
they
need to
attend
to. It's a
newer
department.
He'll get into another field in the company. But
I don't know.
He good money there.
He said he doesn't have any information, which in my practice...
Talk louder, sweetheart.
In my practice, no information is bad information.
In your practice,
you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth.
What happened?
If you don't hear anything from anyone, you're forced to assume the worst. Do you hear me?
I didn't quite get it. You're forced to do the work.
No. If no one's talking to you in the firm about what is going on, if your leadership is quiet, then that could mean that the plans are being made around a perimeter beside you.
I really hope not.
This job was his entire life. It's everything to him. This is a very good job.
Wasn't he making good money?
He was making triple of what I make. Triple.
Triple?
Triple what I make.
And why are they closing up?
They lost all of their clients for coronavirus.
Oh, my God.
Because of Trump. Trump, I said.
Oh, my God.
Trump.
Is that true? Or yeah. Is it definite?
No. No. Nothing's definite.
Oh, it's not definite.
No, that's
well,
why.
Well, maybe they'll keep him.
Yeah, they might.
Oh.
Yeah.
Have you called? Oh, you called them.
I saw him
mom?
Today. Yeah, I texted Juliet.
Yeah, that's nice. Thank you.
Of course.
He's in a bed.
I hope he's okay.
Yeah, he's just
scary.
He's quarantined.
It's really scary.
He's at the house.
Is he doing better?
Yeah, he slept all right, yeah. She said. It had 100 temperature, which isn't bad. And the doctor said it'll be like 14 days. He'd be
wow.
All right. Hopefully.
14.
He has a cough.
He's strong.
Be careful, honey. You know, Alex, you have the mask for you when you go
yeah,
out?
Yeah, he gave me one.
Who gave it to you?
Harrisoni.
Who?
Harrisoni.
Where'd you get it?
Harrison.
You got it in the store?
No, Harrison.
Who gave it to you?
Oh, my God. My brother.
I can't hear you.
My brother.
Your brother gave you?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad. Oh, she gave it to you.
Harrison.
Yeah, his wife must have got
them
for you.
I think she got them. Yeah.
Good. And make sure you use it, honey, particularly when you're around people.
Okay.
You don't have to use it alone.
I don't leave my apartment.
And Alex, when you wash your hands, don't wash just your fingers. I've seen you.
Yep.
You rinse your little fingers. Get your hand under the water and wash
finger.
It up to the wrist.
No, I do. That's disgusting not to wash
up to the
palm.
Wrist.
Yeah,
I wash
the palm.
I got soap for you when you come.
Thanks. Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I don't know when you're coming.
Wild.
I'm afraid that this week maybe it's not a good idea.
I'll hold off this week.
Did you plan it on coming? I thought the next meeting, if all's well, will celebrate
Trump's birthday. Trump stopped the task force.
And mommy's birthday. Three birthdays.
Trump stopped the task force meeting.
He
stopped his task force meetings.
He did? With him?
Yeah.
Only with him.
He doesn't do them anymore, right?
He doesn't feel it?
He doesn't do it.
He's not feeling good?
Trump?
Yes?
Trump?
I don't get it. He stopped the testing.
Trump?
For everybody?
Trump?
Huh?
Trump, yeah.
Trump.
No, everyone's still being tested, for sure.
He stopped the testing for him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't tell what this guy is up to.
Yeah, he's crazy.
I'm not sure. Just up there. He's a real jerk.
He's a sociopath.
he knew about this in January, and he never did anything about it.
Whatever. Who cares? I don't think he knew it would be like this,
though. Yes, he knew about it.
He didn't know it would be like this bad.
It was in California.
He didn't know it would be so bad.
I don't know about that. Anyway, you got food in the house, honey?
No.
No? What are you getting
in? you're like panic stricken.
What?
You had panic when I said no.
No.
I'm ordering halal tonight.
Alex, the stores open there?
No.
Just the restaurants, right?
No. They deliver.
You can get delivery.
Delivery, yeah.
You can't sit in a restaurant.
Yeah. No. There's food. I have some Italian. I have some Italian, and
good.
I'm going to get some halal, chicken and rice.
Buy for 2 days that you don't have
I
to
do.
Worry about. Yeah, 2 days, 3 days. I mean, providing you don't throw it out.
I
know,
always do that.
You use it for 2 days.
Okay.
All right, sweetheart.
Love you.
Anything good on TV tonight?
I watched The Sopranos.
Yeah. Oh, you still see them, huh?
Yeah, I watch them again and again.
What channel do you watch?
HBO. Oh, there was something.
I don't have it.
There was something good on HBO about a Roslyn
school.
Oh,
that's good. I know.
About a Roslyn school fraud.
That was excellent. Daddy and I watched it every week.
Love, I know.
All right, my darling.
Love
Take
you.
Care. Be
okay.
good.
Thanks.
Talk to mommy?
No, I have to. I have to.
Yeah, I think we stayed put in the house this week.
Yeah. All right.
I'm afraid, I haven't been out.
I know.
I sit out on the
David.
Balcony.
Love you.
I love you, too. Be well.
Bye.
Take care.
Peace. Okay.
Be,
no more crying.
I'll hear you tomorrow, Soprano.
Okay.
Good night, honey.
Bye.
God bless you, darling.
Thanks.
Call your brother whenever you have a
chance. Yeah, I saw him today.
Bye-bye.
It's his birthday in 2 days.
So funny thing about what's about to happen next is I was on the phone with my mother, my dearly beloved, God's given gift of my mother, the Iron Maiden. She had inquired to me how my day was, and as we were engrossed in a lovely conversation, as you've heard so many of before, my good friend Ryan had slipped me a call at that moment after persistent texting because I wasn't interested in his incessant ramblings of his newfound sobriety, which is all going to impendingly collapse in the next year and a half. In other news, I tried to three-way him in the call because he used to have a very good rapport with my mother, and believe it or not, when he would talk to her, she would think I was doing just all right. And Ryan has been doing very well these days, so I thought including him would be a good idea. But this is the net full result of when I approximately try to alter my organizational pathway and the string theory. See above for more questions.
Recording.
Alex is always recording every comment he takes.
What?
Every phone call is recorded.
No.
Bro, it's official. You record every conversation.
Wait, she's still listening.
We're being
tapped.
I would put money down.
My mom is literally
on.
Oh, she hung up. She hung up.
I bet she did.
Should I three-way her back in or no? No, dude. No, you're such an ass, yo, for doing that in front of my mom. I'm not talking to you right now.
Seriously.
Please leave a message at...
I'm beginning to make the panicky face.
Hello?
Ooh. So now my friend, the next day, Steven tells me to dead this guy Ryan and never speak to my podcast host and business partner again. Hilarity ensues.
Straight up, boy.
Hey, yo, look at this, boy.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's straight up. I'm doing some...
Porn sec, baby.
Some similar shit, pretending to be doing work. Not a whole lot going on. But that work product, though, it's fine.
Do they record you?
They monitor us on the Skype IM chat. But as long as we have the work done by the end of the day that we needed to, they really can't ask much in between. It's like, that's going to take 8 hours, they assume.
I just did a line of heroin.
You know me.
I sound a little fucked up.
Doing that schemer shit that you condone.
Have you done any work today?
Yeah, I did like 2 hours. So I have like 3 hours left.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm talking to another real gem on text right now. Some guy who you would love.
David Kemp?
Similar, but another one of those charade situations where someone isn't quite being what they're purporting to be. it's this kid that I met actually in Buffalo. I met him in orientation, and I never really chilled with him. So one night senior year in Binghamton, I had a party, and he hit me up, and he was in, like, fucking Syracuse or Albany. He transferred to, like, 5 schools because he couldn't make friends. So he's like, I think he got cooler. He ended up finding some fat bitch. But he said, yo, let me come through. So I'm like, well, my legs are broke. I did some stupid shit the night before. It was Halloween where I jumped off a car, and I had, like, really ass shoes. And, like, I fractured both of my my feet balls.
Basically, it hurt a lot. You didn't actually hurt, like, fracture. If you fractured...
I was in a wheelchair for a month.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You're retarded.
Yeah, I am. It wasn't even that big of a jump. It was just, like, I landed really awfully on, like, the feet basically cracked. So I was in, like, a wheelchair, and then the next day I was so depressed, not knowing, like, how I would even get food, because I didn't have a car. And yeah. then...
Where is this, Syracuse?
No, I was in Binghamton when it happened, but this kid hits me up, he's like, let me come through, and I'm thinking, yo, I mean, this kid will probably, like, drive and get food or some shit for me, or whatever. So, I tell him to come through or whatever. He comes. Basically, my entire house said to me after he left, they're like, that kid's a serial killer. Never bring that kid within 5,000 feet of this house again. That was the weirdest fucking kid. And that was, like, the Bing niggas, like, the Ian squad. Ian squad. Yeah, they thought that kid was a legit serial killer from the way, like, he looked
at. Yeah, and I also feel like they're actually, like, kind of, like, normal people.
Yeah, yo, they're all in, like, medical school and dental school and shit, so...
Just by being in those schools, I can tell you're normal, because you have to be pretty normal to interact.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. So that was a bust. I haven't talked to him in like 5 years.
Oh, he hit you up?
He hit me up. So we're talking about buff orientation. And he's basically saying to me that the night of orientation, when everyone had, like, they did some, like, gay-ass, like, middle school dance party that night where, like, people got together and everyone was dancing to music the school hosted. And, it like, no one hooked up or anything. It was fucking orientation. So he's telling me right now, yo, he dates a girl that looks like Daniela Cacovelli right now. And I can't even make up these messages that he's sending. He writes, dude, orientation was insane. That dancing party, I smooched at 15 baddies. 15.
He said he smooched 15 baddies.
15 baddies. And he says, I got drunk and I got this girl in the shower. Then she hit me with the, I'm not on the pill shit. so I kicked her out.
Bro, what the fuck?
You're alive. Yo, straight up pathological. Like, the fact... So I said to him, are you sure I was with you and I didn't see any baddies? He's like, you know, it's like...
He's at Buffalo.
He was at Buffalo, but he transferred to, like, Albany, then Syracuse.
You were at Buffalo,
oh, Buffalo. Like, yeah, it was Buffalo orientation because I went there for my first semester. So then I'm like, you...
How whack was Buffalo, by the way?
It was actually pretty good, like, if you ended up doing a frat. But if you weren't, then you might have had, like, a
family. Is that where Justin went?
Yeah, we did a frat together. And then when I dropped, they turned him against me.
Yeah, obviously.
Because I convinced him to do it to begin with.
It's because you're a herb if you don't, like, complete it.
Yo, it was intense, though. They made us hold cinder blocks and do push-ups on glass floors. And then I only... I lasted...
That's what you were signing up for, though. That's what they always do.
I had no idea what I was signing up for, fam.
Bro,
I had.
I like that. You must have Googled it.
I had Binghamton, to transfer to. So I was like, I was gonna stay and do the frat, but I'm like, these kids are treating me like shit. They're making fun of me. Like, there's no reason I'm gonna do it. So I told Justin I'm gonna drop. He's like, don't you fucking dare. Don't do it. Yo, he's stuck in for like 60 days. Where by the 60th day, bro, they end up trapping him in an ice chamber, a chamber of ice water, for 8 hours, the entire night, where they just dump more ice water. Then they take them out, they stand them on a lineup, and then for the next, this was hell week, for the next 12 hours, they pelted them with frozen hard-boiled eggs, which basically are like bullets, and then they shot them up with paintball guns as the kids had to run away. Yo, Justin had a mental breakdown and he tried to kill himself.
Yeah, I mean, that does sound retarded.
Yeah, that's why I bailed.
It's the worst week. They make it the worst week, yeah. Because it's like a week before you become one.
Yeah, of course. But so,
like, obviously, you're more likely to tolerate anything.
Justin snapped after the hard-boiled eggs, and he tried running upstairs to escape. They were all butt naked, and he tried to escape upstairs, running up the steps. And they hold him down. He's like, get the fuck out! I'll kill you if you don't get away! That's what Justin was saying. And then the kids are like, yo, we're sorry, man. We didn't mean to do it. You crossed, all right? You crossed. And then...
I mean, who cares, honestly?
I know, it's like all kid shit, but it was just like so insane, the torture
See,
that they
like,
put them through.
Back at that, it's kind of like so dumb.
Yo, plus he dated Nikki the entire time, so it wasn't like he got girls out of it. Like,
so he got no girls. He's been dating her since, like...
She actually didn't like him until he crossed. They weren't dating until he crossed. Then she thought he was dope because, like, that was the frat Blake said was the most popular. But
and then she was also in a sorority, right?
Yeah. Then Nikki did a sorority after Justin did that.
Which is kind of wild that she only liked him after they crossed.
Only like, after. Yeah, they didn't fuck till he crossed.
Super chill.
Yeah. I think because he wasn't acting manly enough. He was acting too, like, submissive and, like, making it seem like he wanted her too bad. But, yo, this fucking guy right now, I'm like, are you sure it was 15? I was there and I didn't see any of that. He says, dude, it had to be at least 10. So right there, he's like, he's dropping a 5. I'll be like, 10? You mean...
Hilarious.
Yeah, this kid is hilarious.
Yeah, did you speak to your mom, by the way?
Yeah, I'll tell you about that. It's just been... messages and messages of her, like, sending me laws saying, like, how I could get arrested for recording people without their permission. First of all, I wasn't even recording her at that time. The reason I thought Ryan would have been cool to have on the call was because, yo, when he was robbing for me, every time he would talk to her, she would think I was doing much better because she thought, like, all this bad shit was going on. Then he would put on, like, a choir boy act, make it, like...
Yeah, you know, why do you need her? Like, have you been not talking to your mom and being, like, an asshole to her?
Like, a little bit that, like, she thinks, like, sus shit has been going on and that he... And, like, she was just being mad and annoying.
Like, answer me this. Why do you have to be, like... Why can't you just be a loving son that likes...
Why do I have to be so extra?
Bro, you do nothing. You're in a fucking hotel room with no communication, no girlfriend, no loving from anything.
Nothing.
You're just jerking off on your own. And you can't even be nice to the one person that shows you love. It's not like your grandma, who's, like, annoying because she's, like, rando. Your mom's actually a normal human being.
I tried being nice to my mom. I thought Ryan was nice to her so many times. He like,
yeah, well, why do you need another person to be nice to your mom as well?
It's obviously half to goof that, like, I know he'll help me, but I'll also get, like, a giggle out of it as well. So
yeah, but why do you need a giggle? Your mom doesn't call you every day. I know for a fact you don't call.
No, we talk on the phone every day. She forces phone calls every day, and it's fucking annoying.
I mean, that's good, though. You have no other communication except for Milano.
Yeah.
Milano's not the person to communicate with. It's fucking Milano, bro.
It was like mad end of the day. Like, there's no excuse for like why I did that.
Literally no excuse, and you should be punishable. Ooh. And I understand why your mom's being really mean to you. You deserve it. Like, it honestly got me so mad. Because it's like, your mom's like coming out, reaching out, making sure you're not doing any drugs or anything
crazy. Yeah, of course.
And then you're just being an asshole. And meanwhile, you have nothing to be an asshole with because you need this piece of
No, I mom. Honestly thought Ryan would be there to help. Like, would he?
He's a drug addict, an ex-drug addict that you don't know he can relapse any second or be ridiculous. Bro, when you go through drugs like that, that intensely, your mind isn't normal anymore. I don't give a shit what you say. Even your mind might not be as normal as it once was.
Yeah, you know, it's always possible.
And, like, just imagine the amount of shit he did compared to you. He did it, like,
always possible.
So much. Thousands of times more dosage.
So then, how do you think his brain is? He's trying to convert to Buddha. He has no drugs in him right now for over 100 days, bro. Your mind is altered.
He's been Buddha for a while, but
what I'm saying is it's altered, bro. Like, he's trying to do all these different things, and that's the reason I feel like he rages sometimes. Although he's always been like that, we've only known him since he's been a drug addict, actually.
We went to Taco Bell with him when he was sober.
But you know what I'm saying? He never was like that prior, like in high school. He wouldn't have, like, rage things.
Not really. We didn't change
him. Now he has, like, these things where he can, like, out of nowhere just become really mad. Even when we would visit him in his house.
With his dad. He would be. He would get so mad.
That was some peak drug times.
No, but, like, the part that I think that you never saw was when he would, like, come to my house or he would talk to my mom. She would be so scared about heroin, and he would literally his job is lying to people.
That happened, but since that happened, like, there's no need to intertwine. Like, I would be embarrassed.
It's because he got clean, so I was trying to show her that he was okay.
Why do you need to show your mom he's okay? He's irrelevant in your life except for being your friend. It's not like you should involve a friend into your mom.
No, but she knows about the past year, and she knows I didn't really chill with many people besides Ryan. So she thinks I'm, like, doing really bad if she doesn't get any details at all. So I truly was trying to just make it, like,
easier. I don't know. I feel like you could just be a positive person in conversation with your mom. Your mom knows you'll be fine. Just say, yeah, like, it's hard, you know, it's kind of lonely.
Right, no, it was definitely extra and uncalled for.
100%. You should never do a mistake like this again.
I won't. he was so mad at me because I was fucking around with him that day. I said, yo, don't date Raph, that chick from my work with the glasses. I was like, don't do it. And then he's like, why? And I'm like, I love the girl. I was just, like, fucking around so he would stop talking to her because he was being mad annoying. So he was pissed off for me for that, for me fucking around with him. He's like, I'm actually getting really mad, yo. Tell me the truth. I'm like, no, you can't date her anymore. I don't give you permission. So I was fucking with him so that he was already mad. But coming into this, I thought, like, as usual, he would win my mom over because he would actually calm her down, as in being – because she thinks I'm crazy and I'm the heroin addict, that him being in rehab and getting help, that he would make her think that things are actually not as bad as she thought.
Bro, you rely on other people to help you convince your mom you're okay.
Yeah.
Tell me how dumb that is. Take a step back and listen to this.
It's horrible.
Imagine that I was calling up people to tell my mom that, oh, no, I'm normal, mom. Listen to my friend here that's an ex-heroin addict.
No, dude, he's really good at bullshitting. He's really fucking good at lying to people and making
them think. Who gives a fuck, bro? Why do you need another person to tell your mom and convince her that you're normal? You need another person.
No, it wasn't really to convince her I was normal.
What you just said, though.
She asked me sometimes, like, how's Ryan? And, like, I don't even know what the fuck to say. Like,
just say he's fine. That's it. And move on to another conversation.
The way I was handling it was, like, a little different.
Talk about Ryan.
Yeah, she's asked a lot.
You're just being dumb. dumb and like trying to give me that little quick like, oh, this is why I did it and this makes sense, it's logical, I swear, but it's not logical. It's classic still you. You try to like make it seem like it makes sense, like it's logical. It's so illogical, but in your mind at that time it made sense, and that's why you're trying to defend it.
I thought he was gonna come in with that ill assist like usual
Easter
conscience. And then he comes on, the calls get merged, she says, wait, are you recording this? Because she heard like sound waves.
Okay. That's really starting to get sad now. So moving on.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Alex.
Hey.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Sorry I missed your call a second ago.
No worries.
I was still kind of just setting up the room. Really working. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty well. Getting through this kind of weird working environment and new way of life. It's all very new to people. Kind of scary, challenging, but I'm getting through it.
Good. You're still in the busy season. How is that?
Hopefully it's going to be done soon, actually. Hopefully it will be over, like, end of next month. So maybe I could take, like, a week off, and then I kind of get thrown back into it right around the summer. In June, it starts to crank up right again, pretty much. Through like October, November. So I'll have about 3 weeks where I could just chill out.
That's not a lot of time.
Yeah. Try and make up for it in other ways. Try to get some nap hours now that I have a work at home arrangement. You know, just subtle things to improve the day to day.
What is your, normal day routine look like?
I don't know why in the office I felt like, I just felt like I was working more hours in the office, but I'm doing the same amount of work. I think I was being distracted a lot in the office by either coworkers or just anything that would come up. So here, like, I definitely find I have a lot more time to kind of structure my day. So I'm working at specific hours and then, like, my working hours will be like 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., but I'm not working straight. I'm like taking breaks, you know, cooking, maybe a little Xbox or TV, just anything to like break up the day a little more. So it's been kind of relaxing working from home actually in that way, but definitely without a routine, not going into the office, it definitely kind of drags on you, you know, not getting just fresh air and like sticking to a routine every day. Sometimes I'll stay in bed till like 11 and then I'll get to my work. So it's good and bad in a way. Definitely trade offs.
Do you live with a roommate?
Nah, solo.
Okay.
Yeah.
How have you been? Have you had any interaction with people since this quarantine?
No. Only phone calls, FaceTime with friends and stuff. Yeah, it's definitely kind of lonely though. Like, I feel if people have like a significant other through this, it would definitely be a little better. So, yeah, definitely the isolation is probably the biggest issue.
How are you working through that?
Yeah, I definitely have been consuming, like, just more days of, like, drugs or whatever than I would normally not be if... Like, if I was home, I would be home with family, I would see friends, and even if we smoked pot, like, I wouldn't be doing, like, hard drugs. So, it's not that, like, I'm changing, really, the quantity, it's just the amount, the quantity in the sitting, but the amount of, like, days I'm doing it, I definitely am resorting to it a little more, so it kind of sucks in that way.
Can you specifically?
Yeah, I told you I was doing heroin, like, very small amount, just sniffing a little bit, like, maybe every 2 or 3 days, but now I'm doing it more, like, every five. I did it, like, 2 or 3 days a week previously. Now I'm doing it, like, 5 days a week, but I'm really trying to I cut that back. I do know this is temporary. I don't want to be doing it for a while. What was that?
How much heroin are you using per day?
Like a tenth of a bag.
Have you reached out to Dr. Butler yet?
He has really weird hours. That his hours are between like 9 to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday. So I kind of have to structure, like, see if there's any, like, type of weekend hours. I was having an issue with getting on, like, getting his designation on my portal, but their customer service ended up being able to help me. So it was really just, like, the hours, like, 9 through 5 were just really not great, like, given I work Monday through Friday. But it's definitely something that I'll see if I could schedule something like coming for this week where it is, I guess, an optimal time or some. I'll try and see if there's like something I could do. But something, since we kind of got ran through the go around about talking about my past history. There was one thing my mom brought up about what she thought would actually help me based on kind of her analysis, but also something that she has heard about in the field that she thinks can be very beneficial for people who suffer from trauma or just almost need like a rewiring or a re-brain rubber banding elasticism. What she said was cognitive behavioral therapy might be what's good for someone in my position. Do you have expertise in that? Like, do you either know of people who do it, or have you studied that practice?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what I do at CBT is I usually have people buy a workbook. People that come to me where I use CBT the most.
Mm-hmm.
Would be general anxiety, social anxiety, and ADHD.
Okay.
There is a book for substance use that I have done before with clients. However, I really think it's more important to get you in contact with Dr. Butler for the substance use. Mm-hmm. And then for trauma, we might want to talk about doing EMDR. However,
oh yeah, I think Maddie did something like that.
It's hard to start that,
right?
When you're not in person. Although there is a way to do it.
Does it have to do with eye movement or something? Like
originally, it had to do with eye movement. That was the first design for that psychotherapy.
Uh-huh.
It's changed now to people tapping. A left side of the body, right side of the body, and usually in the therapy room, I would tap your legs, like your knees, and then to make clients feel more comfortable, we now have these things called pulsers. Cool. You hold them in your hand, or you put them under your thighs, that way the therapist doesn't have to touch you.
They just vibrate,
and you get to pick the speed and the intensity. Cool. And it goes back and forth, and that's the whole point of EMDR, to kind of talk about these memories, feelings, thoughts, behaviors.
Okay. So
in a free associate way,
uh-huh,
while using both sides of the brain, therefore given the opportunity to process the memory, because eye movement and memory
are correlated. Part of the brain. Oh, okay.
So that's why a long time ago, this is just an interesting fact, but like there's something about rhythm and beats that help soothe people. So when you think of like Native American tribes in battle, there was a lot of drum circles they would attend, and there was something about that being a way to help overcome battle
anxiety,
scars, and anxiety and trauma from battles. So
it's fascinating, actually.
Yeah, it really is.
because when you have trauma, it stays in the body. You never forget that. And I think, you know, I can't help but wonder if you notice anything with your body in terms of trauma.
Huh. What do you mean by that?
Like, the body never forgets.
So the neurons just stay programmed, I guess? Muscle memory?
Yeah, but it's more of fight or flight. It's
right.
Kind of always activated when people have trauma, and the body's always on alert.
Mouth. I don't really have... maybe I do. I am kind of always on alert, and I've been criticized for that. Overthinking things, being in public, always... like, looking back, like, around at, like, the people around me. Maddie said she had something like that, too. She always felt like people were looking at her. I definitely could relate to that. People kind of have to tell me, stop, what are you so focused on that for?
Sorry, guys.
Shh. Yeah, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man? Really high. Just smoked. Some weed. Yeah, it's 420 today. How insane was that?
Yeah, 420.
You doing some online shopping with all your new stimulus checks?
Nah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm just waiting until all this shit's over before I buy anything.
That's so true. We have no idea what tomorrow will bring.
So I've been looking at these batteries for a while, and it's like $80 to $110.
Are those for your drill?
Yeah.
Cool.
All my power tools.
All the tools.
I was gonna buy it, but I was like, fuck it. There's no need to buy it now because I'm not really working.
Not at all. You don't want to buy PP&E now.
Yeah.
Property plant equipment. You're just buying food. If you had rent, it would be rent and food. That's all that people really have.
Thank God I don't have rent.
Trapped in your house. You don't even want to be here, but most people have to pay for that privilege to be trapped in some fucking den. That a piece of shit place that's way too small even if you were 5 years old. It's literally, yeah. The fact that I'm looking right now, and I could spit at my wall with, like, pretty easily to the other side. And I'm not that good at far spitting. So, it's so awful. The farthest section of that. Yo, it's crazy. All the shit. I was told to buy the oil stock from my manager because... It's the lowest it's been, yo, in 40 years. And every 10 years, inflation is like 10%. So it's already like 30 times as like low. So in 40 years, it's at its lowest price. And I don't know what to do, if I should buy it or just be like Jew and hold my money.
Yeah, it's really hard to figure shit out right now.
No one really knows anything. Is your dad going to open any of the stores he didn't have to close?
I don't think they're gonna.
Not yet?
Nah, I don't think they're going to do that.
Not going to close or not going to open?
Not going to open them. They tried to get some of the workers back, but no one wants to come back because they're making
They're literally making more money not being there.
And this is ridiculous.
Wait, so when does that come out to an hour? If you had that standard hour, is that like $40 an hour to get $1,100 a week?
People are getting different amounts. Like I've seen some people online that they were making such little money before, so now their weekly unemployment is like $118. So now the guy's getting $718. He was making like $400 or like $300-something a week before.
He's making double what he made previously.
Double.
Yo, imagine if people have insane situations that they only have to work like a week for like a year. Literally just a week of work, and then they're getting like $800 or something.
Yeah, people are gonna abuse this shit.
It's probably abused pretty significantly if you think about all the people.
Yo, it literally makes no sense that they're given $600. Like, it's like, honestly, if they gave everybody, because the unemployment's like 2/3 of your weekly pay, if they just gave everybody what their weekly pay was, they would be giving less money.
I think it's just like for the disaster recovery, it's the unemployment in addition, because I think like the liberals just argue for the worst off like 1% of people, like the legit schizophrenic and mentally insane, like just 1% of the people probably that would be like covered under these benefits, that's who they argue for, and they somehow get these things prawed through, passed. It's ridiculous. I don't fuck with that. That's why I stopped being a Democrat, yo. They just abuse the system.
Yeah.
Democrats, but also because Trump is so much better than all the Democrats. He's hilarious.
This is crazy, though. This one of the guys from my group, he works at the grocery store, and he's been working so much, 60 to 70 hours a week.
Oh, yo, and he's probably making less than someone who gets a weekly check.
He's like, I'm happy that at least I'm getting some overtime now. He makes like 15 and a quarter, so it's like 30 and a half, which is like nothing. So he's getting that. And
that's insane.
It's probably like $800 a week he's making, if that.
And you're making one point one. Yeah, that's a nice number. What was that?
I don't even want to go back at this point.
But it's only for 4 months until it phases out, isn't that right?
Yeah, my boss texted me like 2 or 3 weeks ago. He's like, he texted us in a group chat. He's like, listen, whenever this government, the governor's order is released, we can go back to work. He's like, I look forward to seeing you guys come back and shit. So he's like, are you guys available? So I said, yeah. I
want to
go back at this point, but
fuck him. Wait, are people able to go back to work? They get fired for like a week, or no? Let's say you're there for 4 months. Do you get 4 more months if you get fired after the 4 months you go back to work?
I don't think so. I don't know.
Oh, you don't? Aren't you technically on it? I wonder if you have to be working for a full year in order to get the unemployment benefits.
I don't think you'd be able to claim them twice.
Twice? Twice. Well, maybe once a year? Is that possible?
I don't know.
Well, it's fucked then, because it's only 4 months of the year, so you actually do have to work half the year. Imagine 6 months, you just do 6 months on and off. But, and then you go in, and then they say, why are you doing this? Because I'm a junkie. I'm really sorry. I realized from what from the stories Milano has told. The stories Ryan said, that is the only answer that you could give, possibly. It's the only understandable one. I mean, there are other things you could say, but not much else. Yeah, I was actually going to call and talk about Ryan, though, because I wasn't able to talk to Ryan for the past, like, 4 days.
Really?
Yeah. He probably didn't even say anything.
He told me he went on a date with some girl from your job.
Oh, my God, he went on a date with her. Wow. When did he go on a date with Raph?
I don't know.
I don't really care about that as much as the reason why I had to stop talking to him. So, he was on the phone with my mom. He got three-wayed in a merger, so it was the three of us. He was supposed to, like, defend me or whatever, what he would normally do. Back when he was stealing money from me every time we would do drugs, he would take, like, some drugs off the top, and then to make it cool, he would sweet-talk my mom into trusting me somehow, some way. He would be able to do that to Paula. And the sweeter he was, I guess the more he could get away with his manipulation of AO. And then, since he's no longer stealing from me and he's only telling the truth, when he was on the call with my mom the other day, he was pissed at me because I was making some joke about how I didn't want him talking to Rath. I was just fucking around because he was being so damn annoying about how in love he was with this girl. I just couldn't hear anymore. I'm like, I appreciate if you wouldn't talk to her anymore. I was just fucking around. I was ready to say, like, I'm fucking with you, asshole, at the very end. But then we made up with that, and then I three-way him into the merger with my mom. And she says, wait, are you recording this? The first word she says, because for some reason she had an idea I was recording my calls. And then Ryan says, Alex Oaken is recording every one of his calls. He always records his calls. He records everything. You just hear in the background, like, my mom and her boyfriend. You hear, fuck you! And then the phone fucking hangs up or some shit. Bro, I haven't talked to my mom really since. Like, on and off. I talked to her once since then on the phone.
So, literally so sad. How could someone be such a monster? I have no idea.
Your name and press the pound or hash key.
Alex?
Oh. That's not the right one. This.
Hello. Hello, are you Alex?
New yeah, therapist. Dr. Bach. Hi, how are you?
He literally signed out of the meeting the second I joined. I don't know why these therapists do these annoying tricks. Always with the tricks.
Oh, okay, sorry about that.
It's okay.
It happens.
Yes, I'm Dr. Butch. Good to meet you. I understand you were referred by your therapist.
Yes, Joseph. Have you met him?
No. I don't think so, but I'll call him.
Okay.
Or at least I don't remember.
No worries.
What did you need a psychiatrist for?
So, I think your specialty is drug abuse. I'm not sure if that's your specialty or what areas you actually work
so
in,
awkward.
But Joseph asked me to speak to you on a semi-regular basis regarding my drug use.
Okay, what about your drug use?
The fact that it's present. I do it, but in small quantities. Like, small quantities, frequent dosages. It's kind of been hard with Corona. I've definitely been doing it a little more. But even before Corona, I was seeing Joseph for a few weeks based on some general anxiety issues and some PTSD that I had experienced after losing my father. So that's why I was seeing Joseph in his profession. But he wanted me to be speaking to someone about this issue too, because that's not really what I cover in my sessions with him. And he feels that I'm not being safe by using drugs, but I'm very interested in being the safest I can if I do tend to either partake in something. I really see it more as dabbling and like a foot in the water. Like, that seems to be what drug addicts would use to justify their behavior. But I really try and minimize the amount that I do. But I do some very dangerous drugs, which is why he was very concerned. I think the type of the drug is definitely a big red flag for Joseph. So that's kind of why he's concerned. And he seems like he has a right to be.
What's the drug use that's concerning you?
The fact that at this point, a lot of nights, especially since I've broken up with my girlfriend, doing the heroin is what feels the best.
Mm-hmm. And how often do you do heroin?
Never.
With the new pandemic schedule has got me doing it basically every night. Very small dosage, just nasally intake. very small dosage. I would call it a tenth of a normal dosage of heroin. So a tenth of a bag of heroin. I just put a little powder in my nose, and it just gives me like a little bit of a muscle relaxation to end the night, just so I feel good enough that I feel like I did a hard day's work. And it was kind of building up to that, so I'm not going to blame Corona on this. I was definitely doing it to cope with stress from my job, and I still do that.
Okay. And how long have you been using it?
So it's been on and off, but now it's been on for the past six to nine months. It's gotten bad, but I would always use drugs intermittently from my college, and now I'm 26, so I've always been using it a little on and off.
When did you first ever use heroin?
2014, and I didn't do it probably for like a year or two after that. And then I probably only did it one other time. It really, my post-college life, once I started to be working and I started to make my own and live on my own, that's really when it blew up.
Okay. And do you find it to be a problem?
Inherently in itself, it's a problem. So if I was drinking four beers a night, I would call four beers probably the equivalent of doing a little bit of heroin. It's so goddamn strong, probably with fentanyl or whatever. Again, I don't buy that much, so I would say I need to buy it once a year. That's how much I need it, because if I get like 30 bags once a year, that could last me the entire year. Really, it could. But I'm trying to wonder, because I used to just drink beer, or I still smoke pot, but if that is better than it, sometimes I try and justify it that drinking is so horrible for other parts of your body that, yeah, if I am doing this thing, heroin, that word, it sounds, you know, you cringe, and it's disgusting thinking about what that does to people. It's done such horrible things to my friends, and then my friends have all recovered, and I'm the last one.
Focus the question I'm asking.
I'm sorry.
Has it been a problem for you using heroin?
I don't know if it's been enough of a problem yet. I'm usually pretty responsible about doing my work and showing up to work. So I don't think it's been a problem yet. No.
Okay. Has it caused any problems outside of work, like with friends?
Right. So it 100% did, but it's almost for a lot of different reasons. Sorry if it's a little difficult, like the way I'm getting it out, but there was one problem that catalyzed me seeing Joseph, which was I actually, my friend, before he had gotten clean, he was using it very much, and he was injecting me. I have some type of squeamish thing where even with a needle, I don't want to think of a needle. So it felt so goddamn good. I had my friends do it for me. When I was hanging out with them, it would be like a social thing, really would. But now since I don't do the need, and long story short, I overdosed like about a year ago, and then my girlfriend broke up with me for that. So one, I lost a girlfriend, and I did see a lot of my friends when they started to figure out kind of what was going on. Friends walked away from me. So I really don't have many friends left that they know that I spend a lot of time just in my apartment doing weird things, doing drugs. It's a turnoff.
Okay. Occupationally, hasn't really affected you.
No. So, if anything, it honestly has helped relax me from my job, to be honest. Truly.
You've lost some friends and a girlfriend because of it.
Socially, the schism it brought with me and my family, they knew I was always having drug issues, but since I lost my dad, my mother was very protective of me, and like even with alcohol, she would get very nervous. So heroin, she heard her son was in a hospital overdosing, by a police officer calling her, she didn't know what to make of it. So she's still trying to grasp with it, but it may have honestly brought us closer my recovery, but my family doesn't know I still do it. So it would kill us if they found out.
Okay. And then there's also medical. There are also
Absolutely. Like, right. I have a heart murmur that I monitor with my physician, and yeah, I had So there are definitely things that go into it. I was previously taking about 1/50th of a tab of Suboxone that I bought from my friends who were the being treated addicts. So the past 2 years, I felt to kind of either taper my anxiety or like have a counterbalance or just something to get me up in the morning, my own cup of coffee. I would, even when I wasn't doing heroin, I would take the Suboxone every single day. Now with the coronavirus, it stopped, but I've been doing Suboxone by day and recently kind of the heroin at night.
You're doing Suboxone right now?
Not right now with corona, but I was doing it for 2 years prior to that, but 1/50th of it. So I don't know if you could call that a dosage. I'm telling, like, my body is kind of sensitive to these drugs. It only took it only took 2 bags of my friend injecting it for me to overdose, so I could take very, very little of these things and feel very good effects that it honestly feels good, and it I've been kind of using them to psych me into going to work or kind of weaning me off a stressful day. So I did find practical methods for it, but yeah, the physical impact on the body, that's definitely that.
Are you getting some benefit from using Suboxone?
Yeah, absolutely.
What's the benefit?
What kind of stupid question is that?
Anxiety, mild anxiety relief, a little bit of energy for the first few hours when I do it. I guess if...
This guy's a faker. I'm sick of talking about him, guys. I'm gonna go Lil Wayne right now and... Hold it. That was a good hit. So I'm sick of these mother effing fakers coming across our land, our holy land, and pretending like they got that shit. That good, good, good shit. And they know what's better for our people than our people had ever done for themselves. What do you really think when you have a professor standing on their pedestal, professing what they love to epistemology, kinesiology, linguistology, biology, psychology, liberology. What do you think when these people study the same fucking thing every day, and when they have to go into these specific situations, and they're just going to apply the same fucking rule book they give to everyone? Meanwhile, everyone is just themselves. What are you and what am I? We are all so different and so unique that to try and classify us or apply a blanket rule set for any two people in particular makes you a motherfucking asshole. You're a piece of shit, doctor. And I don't care where you went to school or who you've worked with. You are not prescribing the proper medical advice. You need to learn about how humans think and in ways that they behave. They don't all need the same thing. People are complex. People have their own intricacies. Maybe if you had some, you would know that. Unfortunately, you're going to keep going about your way, telling people they gotta go to the rehab, and that's the only thing that's gonna save them. But you, doctor, are a fraud, and I think you should be in rehab. Thank you very much.